Hi, this is Amy Crawford, and today I'm going to be talking about my growth as a learner throughout high school. So first of all, we learned about three types of learning from professor and author Ken Bain. He talks about surface, strategic, and deep learning. And throughout high school, I feel that I kind of was a mix of surface learning and strategic learning. So surface learning is somebody who looks for facts and words they can memorize, attempting to anticipate any question someone might ask them, while strategic learning is more looking for information that you need without trying to learn the subject on a really deeper level, which I definitely relate to because I would, in most of my classes, I would study for the test, and I wouldn't really try to learn everything in the chapter, just the certain things I might need on a test. And I also had a fixed mindset, which psychology professor Carol Dweck talks about. So the fixed mindset is really just focus on grades, kind of moving on without really learning the whole subject, versus she also talks about a growth mindset where you have a more open mind. You can take more time with your learning, but it's more about learning the concept fully rather than just getting the grade for it. So starting off, I was really more of a strategic learning, surface learning, fixed mindset kind of person. So specifically in senior year when I took AP Chem, I had a really fixed mindset there and was really a strategic learner because I put so much time into that class doing the work, and it was still my class with the worst grades, and I spent more time in that class than any other one. So at a certain point, I just didn't put any additional effort into it. I was still spending so much time on the homework and everything, but I just didn't really care about like learning more at that point. I was just, okay, can I pass this test? I'm gonna do the work, but I'm not trying to expand my learning or anything. So that's when I would say my fixed mindset like hit its worst point. And at that point as well, my only focus was on grades and college applications. So I was like stressed out, and my grades weren't doing as well anyways, which is interesting. So Carol Dweck says people with a fixed mindset, they run from error, they don't engage with it, and their real focus is getting the next A or the next test score, which I definitely relate to. Specifically with AP Chem and some other classes I've taken. But I did begin to have more of an experience with the growth mindset. Really started the end of my junior year when I took pre-calc, and I was never really good at math, so I had to work a lot harder in that class. And my teacher, she was a hard teacher, but she was very fair, but you had to kind of study. I had to learn to study in a different way, kind of to do well on the test and do a bunch of example problems and everything. So I ended up doing better at the end of the year in that class when I figured out how to study. And she encouraged me to take AP Stats senior year. And I went into that more with an open mind. And because I had the external motivation of my teacher saying that I could do well. So Dweck also says that people with a growth mindset use more effort, more strategies, more engagement over longer periods of time, and more perseverance. And I definitely felt that with the stats class because I wasn't so much focused on the grades. I didn't really have like a certain expectation of how I wanted to do. I just wanted to do well, see how I could do, more so like learn all the material rather than just take a test, move past it. Because a lot of the stuff built up on each other, so I think that also helped me kind of have more of a growth mindset in that class, and because I didn't really have a set expectation for myself, I guess. So throughout high school, I kind of started off with the fixed mindset, but in certain classes, I grew into the growth mindset, I believe, and I think that definitely had a positive impact on my learning style now, because I'm able to look at the bigger picture in learning and really focus on learning the whole concepts and all the material rather than just studying for tests.